from deep inside your radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the end of the year. We got to move them out. And, you know, I have to say, this is the last year where you can be absolutely rock-solid sure that the host of this broadcast is not a Raelian clone. Because, hey, you know, you say what you want about Rael, head of that cult, the group that claims credit for cloning the first human baby, Eve. Isn't she cute? Say what you will about Rael, but if you're going to have a cult leader, you might as well have one with extra shoulder padding. I just think that's a powerful touch. That evinces a certain, contact with other worlds. Anyway, as I say, this is the last year where you can be certain that the host of this or any other program on this station is not a Raelian clone. So let's take advantage of that fact to look back at 2002, the year in rebuke on Hello, Welcome to the Show. From the edge of America, from the home of the homeless, welcome to the show. I'm Harry Shearer. Looking back at 2002, and it just seems so long ago that Ken and Linda Lay were in the news. Ken Lay, former head of Enron, still not indicted, but had to sell a bunch of his houses. Linda opened a little boutique to sell off the tchotchkes. And just when things looked at their darkest, Ken got a visit to share in some prayerful consideration. Got a visit, that is to say, from Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, come right on in, Reverend Jackson. Thanks, Ken. You can call me Jesse.
All right, you can call me Ken.
Well, I just did. What a beautiful living room.
Well, now, it's really a great room.
All right, beautiful, great, it pleases the eye, and it passes the pie.
Pardon me?
Well, sometimes it's rhyming things kind of on an automatic pilot.
Well, let's set a spell. What do you say?
Yeah. What is this, sobriquet on this occasional chair?
Yeah, it is. Linda found it. It's 14th century Chinese, very rare.
Mm-hmm. Rarer than a politician you want supporting.
I suppose so. Of course, we're selling the chair and the matching sofa here.
eBay?
No, my sister's buying them. It's just easier and cleaner that way. All she does is send a pre-canceled check to a Bahamian transshipping affiliate. Our non-bankrupt shell company owns half of them.
No tax on the proceeds and an export incentive deduction on the full value of the furniture?
That's right. You know, for man of the cloth, you understand a thing or two about the business world.
You know, God does not withhold from him whom he does not also reward. Each of us has our time of testing, followed by a season of harvest.
Uh-huh.
This is your time of testing, Ken. Your season of harvest will come.
Well, I hope so. Our broker in Aspen says every potential buyer we've had up there has tried to seriously lowball us. I mean, you know, just insulting offers.
Uh-huh.
Low $2 million. That's a testing.
That is a testing.
Yes.
But Ken, can we talk about your people?
Well, Linda, you haven't met. She's been very strong about this, even though she knows that St. Bart's is out of the picture until at least after the hearings.
Uh-huh.
And yet to look at her, you wouldn't imagine the hurt. Of course, I know it's there.
Yeah, I meant your employees, the black and brown people whose sweat and dedication fertilize the soil within which an Enron could flower, if only for the briefest of springs.
Well, to tell you the truth, Reverend, and I'm not proud to say it, but actually we were a pretty white company. Now, of course, we were definitely planning to do a whole diversity thing within the next couple of quarters before, you know, Clancy lowered the boom there.
Then what a redemption of that moral debt to let a representative of the excluded have a seat at the bankruptcy table so that while the mighty will have their portion, there'll also be a portion for Operation Push so that those who never even got a chance to be employees who lost their life savings could be ministered to, and so that a pastoring like this can continue to be possible, because in the depths of his suffering, you know, Job continued to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think like Job, Ken, you have to make a demonstration of the continuation of your
believation.
That's right.
I have to say, Jesse, I was kind of wondering why we of all people would be getting a visit from you. I mean, of course, everybody in the firm used to get MLK Day off, except for the Asia traders.
Uh-huh.
But still, you know, I guess I'm sort of at the opposite end of a lot of your spectrum.
Ken, you were trading electricity futures.
Well,
you know that you couldn't have electricity without the positive and the negative charges. God works through opposites.
Uh-huh.
In a circuit, what passes from the negative to the positive pole might be a few microvolts. In a personal relationship like ours, that circuit would be complete. When a financial arrangement reached in an hour of mutual need is executed in a long form agreement.
Mm-hmm. Well,
honey, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Linda, you know Reverend Jackson.
Miss Pleasure, this is a lay.
I beg your pardon?
I said, Miss Lay, this is a pleasure.
Yeah, I thought I misheard you, too.
Well,
what is it, honey?
Have you seen our gold dust anywhere? Corazon wanted to mix some into my nail polish remover.
I believe we're all out. It's the last thing I heard from Household Resources.
Okay, then.
But,
nice to meet you, Reverend.
The lay was all mine, Miss Pleasant.
See, that's eating up her insides, but she will never let on.
Mm-hmm.
That's just...
Mr. Lay, there are many demands upon the open heart. Gary Winnick of Global Crossing has a similar situation to yours, and he's already committed to a seat at the bankruptcy table for the voiceless ones. And he's invited me to his daughter's ballet recital. So,
Mr. Jackson, I have people that I have to answer to.
Like who?
Like my son. He's in seminary now, and you've never heard a holier-than-thou attitude till you've heard one from a kid in seminary. Jesus, you know, talk about a kid who gets every break in business. You know, we give him the twigs and a lighter fluid. He still can't make a fire.
I've heard a few of those attitudes in my time, Ken.
Hell, I've copped a few of them, but these are new times.
Yeah.
America wants to see its leaders cooperate for the common good, not just act like a common hood.
See, that's why I always liked G.W. You give him a head start, he figures out pretty damn quick how to work those pedals, you know?
Canon, in some religious traditions, the shepherd can offer absolution. All I can offer is the hand of brotherhood and some very good coverage opportunities using the Black History Month window.
Mm.
Can we witness a coming together here? Can we plant the seeds of your harvest time?
Can I call my legal people?
Ken, the first two letters of law are half of the deal.
What?
L.A. from law and A.L. in deal.
All right, well, we can talk about L.A. law while they're on the way over here. And I'll tell you, they're not happy campers either. They're virtually working pro bono on this thing. I mean, these guys are billing me less than $200 an hour. That's just a friendship thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, they're not billing me. They're actually invoicing our off-the-books Canadian partnership.
Right.
They bill in American dollars to get paid in Canadian dollars. Sure. The difference is what we can share with you.
All right. Hello, Carlene.
One of the more memorable media moments of this past year occurred in the spring. You know, in the spring, a lot of organizations have satirical roast-type dinners where they write song lyrics that make fun of each other or themselves, and they all get dressed up in tuxedos and have a rib-tickling good time. And there was one of these in New York. It was a benefit for a charity called Inner Circle, and they staged it at the Hilton Hotel in New York. And Barbara Walters, appearing as the guest of Mayor Bloomberg, was reportedly all smiles during a musical number that made fun of Greta Van Susteren of the Fox News Channel for her recent and highly publicized facelift. And then Barbara's mood soured when the song jauntily included the line, "Barbara Walters, she's had 82. On two consecutive editions of her daytime show, The View, Walters attacked the jape, calling it tasteless and lacking in humor. She said she'd gotten an apologetic email from the heads of the charity. Maybe an apology of the year.
54 facelifts may seem like a lot. Talk about reeling in the years. Tightening a tittle, smoothing a jot. Facing down all of my fears. It hasn't been easy and it hasn't been fun. Going through what I've gone through. But one thing I'm proud of, like a dad of his son. It's been 54, not 82. How could you face 82 facelifts? What could be left to lift? Your scalpel can't be your daily companion. Surgery is a gift. If I had had 82 facelifts, my nose would be on the floor. My brow wouldn't furrow. My lips wouldn't bend. I'd look as bizarre as Liz Taylor's best friend. I'd take 2 hours to cut and a half year to mend. So I won't have 82 facelifts. I'm happy with 54. Who could perform 82 facelifts? Seen the same new face. You can't get rid of that many wrinkles without something to put in their place. If I had had 82 facelifts, I'd have to go back for more. It would be as addictive as tobacco or crack. My skin would have been pulled halfway down my back. I'd be subsidizing an obvious quack. So who needs 82 facelifts? I'm happy with 54. I'm happy with 54.
2002 was the 30th anniversary of the Watergate break-in, the event that led inexorably, it now seems in retrospect, to the resignation of Richard Nixon from the presidency of the United States, the first and still the only president to resign the office under that particular kind of cloud or any other. And it was a momentous occasion. John Dean surfaced momentarily with the idea that he might know the identity of the mysterious Deep Throat, who was the source of much of the information, at least confirming or denying information for Woodward and Bernstein, the two Washington Post reporters who broke the majority of elements in the Watergate story at the time. We don't, at this point, really know yet who Deep Throat is, but who knows why that may be. There's a tape. Of course there's a tape. From Nixon in heaven.
You get to heaven, they tell you, paperless office this, paperless office that. Still can't find anything in this damn cloud. Haldeman?
Yes, sir.
Haldeman?
I was just shredding some prayer requests from my relatives.
So. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yep. Have to adhere to the scheduler. It gets away from you.
Just like dental hygiene, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is?
Maintaining shredding discipline. You know, even here.
Oh. Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. You know, if these goody-goodies even knew you had a shredder up here, it probably, I don't know.
Sure, but it could have converted into an ice cream maker or something.
Huh? Yeah. Probably. Yeah. So, look, where's, where's that book Dean wrote that was supposed to come out?
30th anniversary of the...
Yep.
The thing?
Look, you can say Watergate in front of me, Haldeman.
Well...
I can hack it.
Well, the book only came out online, on the Internet.
Yeah. So it's not a real book.
Mm-mm.
You can hold in your hands or burn or whatever.
No. Uh-huh. Well, and besides, he never names Throat.
He doesn't.
No. Mm-hmm. He boils it down to five names, mm-hmm. and then he...
cuts out.
Mm-hmm.
Just bugs out.
Yeah.
Always a little coward, wasn't he?
Well, of course.
Yeah. So, so after you buy and read the damn book, you can reuse it? That the idea?
How do you mean?
Erase the pages. Some such thing.
There are no pages.
Yeah. I'll say that's smart. Yeah. At least little coward is getting smart. You know? No pages means, of course, it's harder to track.
Yep, there's that. Yeah. But I don't think we have to worry about Dean.
Well, I mean, we said that before, remember?
No, I just mean...
He wouldn't dare squeal because we could smear his wife. And
No, I know.
And then where would he be, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, right, but, right. It's just that... He doesn't know who Throat is by now, with a book deal on the line. He's never...
Well, now, of course, from what I hear, you say, it's not even a real book deal.
No, that's true.
So, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's just
so that... if we wanted to buy them, all the books up, and destroy them, you know, or whatever. We would have to buy
just the one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Just saying, other anniversary-related events are more potentially ominous, maybe more deserving of robust response procedure.
Yeah, because these days, you know, firebombing Dean's office.
I don't think we have to.
I mean, that would be, piece of cake.
Research stuff is more of a problem.
These days, you just blame it on some Middle Eastern, everybody goes.
But this university class says it's proved that that Buchanan is throat.
Pat Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
The speech writer?
Yeah.
The one we kept on just to drive the Jew Sapphire crazy?
Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've examined all the books and the transcripts and so forth.
Yeah. The tapes.
Hmm?
And there's nothing on the tapes about
it. No.
All right. So look, this is an easy one. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're up here, right? let's at least use the resources,
you see. Yeah, yeah.
You appear before him in a vision.
Before who?
Goddamn Buchanan! Don't make me swear in here.
No,
I'm sure they're taping. You appear before him in a vision, and you just frighten the holy hell out of him, you know? It's just, now I'm going to ask you one question, and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. Legs would be like jelly.
Oh, you bet, you know? Now, these true believers are always the most surprised to find out all this stuff is real. But then we just pump him for everything he can tell us about Woodward and Bernstein, And then we just blow those two little pieces of crap right out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Don't think we're approved for it.
Yeah. Approved for what?
Don't think we're authorized for vision deals.
Well, according to whom? Wasn't Hoover supposed to take care of that? I mean, what the hell's the point of being up here if you don't have the perks?
Yeah.
You see?
No, I know.
No, I mean, we threw Mitchell over the side.
Yeah.
All right. He's going to get in here easily.
Sure.
We gave him Pat.
We gave him Ehrlichman.
Oh, that was an easy one. He could burn in hell for all I care.
Well, that's what we told
him. But yes, the weather's better so far, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we jumped through all these hoops to get in up here.
Oh, I know.
And we can't even do one simple appearance in a vision?
No. Look, I'll do my best to...
I mean...
Check the paperwork.
You know, I mean, it's just not right.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I'm not complaining.
No.
I mean, you know, listen. They can run their damn paradise any way they want.
That's right.
You
know? That's right.
I mean, of course. That's their privilege.
I think that the gap research could...
The what?
The research on the 18 and a half minute...
The 18 and a half minute whatever.
Right.
Who's doing what now?
Research to see if they can digitally reconstruct what was on the tape before it...
accidentally erased itself.
Yeah.
No. We still good with that, accidentally erased?
Well, that becomes problematic if they can restore the erased material.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the damn point of erasing it if you can restore it? Didn't anybody bring that up at the time?
Before the accidental erasure?
Damn right! I mean, what the hell kind of a ship were we running there anyway? I mean, restore the erasers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, were we really that stupid?
I think the technology has improved so much since then.
See, here's the thing. Not one member of senior staff pushed for best available technology on any accidental erasure.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, really water over the bridge now.
Sure. Water under the dam type thing.
Yep.
Could get one of our people over at Navy to fly one of their big magnets over wherever the tape is stored, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. I mean, just, just wipes the thing clean.
Oh, yeah. But low-flying Navy magnet plane, sure to attract undue attention in the currents.
Could be an evildoer.
That's right.
Yeah.
It'd scramble a fighter squadron. There'd be...
No, you're right. Be a bad scene.
Mm.
All right. Just work on making those visions happen, right?
Well, I'll talk to the people in records, see if we've got an approval.
Just get the damn approval, all right?
Yep, will do.
All right. Because I'd love to appear to Tricia and Julie, you know. Tell them to stop fighting over the money.
Huh? That would scare the schlitz out of them.
Should have done it Dean's way.
Hmm?
Make a tape. But there's no tape.
Yeah.
I'm right on it.
A reminder, fans, this Friday night is a very special evening at beautiful Dodger Stadium. Sure, there's a ball game, but it's also steroid night at the House Rupert Board, featuring a special pregame exhibition of batting and frequent urination by baseball legend Mark McGwire. But that's not all. The first 10,000 people through the turnstiles get a coupon good for a free week's supply of Andro. Compliments of the good people who'd rather not be identified by name. It's a great night for the whole family. You'll see a complete ball game if you decide to stay. Plus, you'll get increased muscle mass and a chin as big as all outdoors. And you'll enjoy Mark McGwire swatting him over the fence just the way he used to before his ankles buckled. So make a point of it. Steroid night at Dodger Stadium. Good tickets are on sale right through and after game time. So see you at the ballpark. The Los Angeles Dodgers. Australian rules baseball.
We'll continue with highlights of 2002, the year in rebuke, but looking forward now, at least into the present, a special guest time today for his, I guess, final appearance of 2002, Ralph the Talking Computer. Ralph.
Excuse me.
What?
What the hell is that?
What is what?
What is what?
Yeah.
Try that goofy cartoon music you're playing in the background.
Ralph.
What is this? A talking computer is suddenly some kind of reacho.
No, it's...
cloned human, and for a segment, then you can play this music.
Okay, Ralph.
I mean, I come here today just to...
I know you came for a serious purpose, so let's get right to it.
Okay, thanks.
Good.
It's still in one channel. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Harry. You know, very often in the discussion of the Iraq situation, they mention all the UN resolutions Iraq has violated.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Ralph, don't get into an evening at the improv here. Yes, you are right, sir.
Well, a professor at the University of San Francisco compiled this partial list of UN resolutions that are currently being violated by countries other than Iraq.
Other than Iraq.
And I've invited my friend Victoria in to read them for you.
Ralph, I didn't realize you had friends, per se.
I'm just putting it in human speak.
Human speak.
You wouldn't understand what she is to me.
Okay. Victoria, welcome.
Thank you.
Victoria is going to...
Could I have a little music in the background, please?
Yeah, UN resolutions violated by countries other than Iraq. I just have that one piece of music that's...
That's fine.
Okay.
You don't have to kiss his ass.
Ralph, let Victoria read UN resolutions violated by countries other than Iraq.
Resolution 262 calls upon Israel to pay compensation to Lebanon for destruction of airliners at Beirut International Airport. Resolution 267 urgently calls upon Israel to rescind measures seeking to change the legal status of occupied East Jerusalem. Resolution 271 reiterates calls to rescind measures seeking to change the legal status of occupied East Jerusalem and calls on Israel to scrupulously abide by the Fourth Geneva Convention regarding the responsibilities of occupying powers. Resolution 298 reiterates demand that Israel rescind measures seeking to change the legal status of occupied East Jerusalem. Resolution 353 calls on nations to respect the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of Cyprus and for the withdrawal without delay of foreign troops from Cyprus. Resolution 360 reaffirms the need for Turkey's compliance with prior resolutions regarding Cyprus, without delay. Resolution 364 reaffirms the need for Turkey's compliance with prior resolutions regarding Cyprus. Resolution 370 reaffirms the need for Turkey's compliance with prior resolutions regarding Cyprus. Resolution 377 calls on Morocco to respect the right of self-determination for Western Sahara.
Victoria, are you okay? What was Western what?
Sahara.
Sahara, thanks.
He's patronizing you.
Ralph, please.
Resolution 379 Morocco calls for the withdrawal of foreign forces from Western Sahara. Resolution 380 Morocco reiterates the need for compliance with previous resolutions. Resolution 401 Turkey reaffirms the need for compliance with prior resolutions regarding Cyprus. Resolution 414 Turkey reaffirms the need for compliance with prior resolutions regarding Cyprus. Resolution 446 calls upon Israel to scrupulously abide by the Fourth Geneva Convention regarding the responsibilities of occupying powers, and not to transport parts of its civilian population into the occupied Arab territories. Resolution 471, Israel demands prosecution of those involved in assassination attempts of West Bank leaders and compensation for damages. Resolution 487 calls upon Israel to place its nuclear facilities under the safeguard of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency. Resolution 541, Turkey reiterates the need for compliance with prior resolutions and demands that the declaration of an independent Turkish Cypriot state be withdrawn.
He's getting that look in his eye. Pick up the pace.
Who died and elected you, Professor Timing?
Kids, it's...
Kids?
Sorry. He's right, though. Just...
Fine. Here we go. Resolution 573 calls on Israel to pay compensation for human and material losses from its attack against Tunisia and to refrain from all such attacks or threats of attacks against other nations. Resolution 607 reiterates calls on Israel to abide by the Fourth Geneva Convention and to cease its practice of deportations from occupied Arab territories. Resolution 608 reiterates call for Israel to cease its deportations. Resolution 636 reiterates call for Israel to cease its deportations. Resolution 658 calls upon Morocco to cooperate fully with the Secretary General of the United Nations and the Chairman of the Organization of African Unity in their efforts aimed at an early settlement of the question of Western Sahara. Resolution 694 reiterates that Israel must refrain from deporting any Palestinian civilian from the occupied territories and ensure the safe and immediate return of all those deported. 716, Turkey reaffirms previous resolutions on Cyprus. 725, Morocco calls upon the two parties to cooperate fully in the settlement plan. 807, Croatia demands return of heavy weapons seized from UN storage areas.
That is a beautiful pace, Victoria, and we will ask you to resume your reading of UN Security Council resolutions being currently violated by countries other than Iraq after we continue with the year in rebuke here on Le Show.
It's a brush off.
It's not a brush off.
Hello, I'm Bjorn Borg. You know, sometimes reality television surprises you by taking you somewhere you've never been before. Sometimes it surprises you by taking you someplace amazingly familiar, maybe even right around your own corner. We've all heard of a gut check. Well, let me invite you to look even deeper inside yourself. Welcome to the Butt Check.
Each week, young, daring contestants try to answer 10 questions. But with each question, they have to maintain their cool while an ever-escalating array of challenges comes up their own wazoo through the Chamber of Horrors known as the Tube.
Cooper?
Yep.
You've got 17 spiders up inside you right now. How are you feeling?
Okay. Not okay.
Well, maybe the spiders can help you with the $10,000 question. On what TV show did Tori Spelling get her start? Jennifer, that's a 120-degree propane flame inside you right now, which will increase in temperature every second you don't answer the question.
I sure hope I know it.
Me too. For $20,000,
okay.
Who won the Emmy for Best Actor in a Drama last year?
Uh-oh.
I think this is going to hurt the tube as much as it hurts you, John.
I hope so.
You've seen reality challenges before, but this time it's personal.
Join me, Bjorn Borg, for the butt check. It's a tube full of surprises.
The next step is the butt check. Coming very soon. It's just two bots.
Do I hear you sing you got hurt? Do you say that she's a flim-flam flirt? I sang some double-dealing dog went and done you dirt. Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. Now you know the feeling when you're stung. Now you know why torchy songs are sung. So you stumble down the ladder of love to the bottom rung. Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. Here, 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 don't look so gloomy. Look here, 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 it's happened to me. So have no fear, love went and threw me. But we all snap back, Mac. A 10 to 1, you'll give up wondering why. Why she gave you up for that new guy. But until you find the kiss that makes you kiss all your blues goodbye. Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. So gloomy, look here, 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 it's happened to me. So have no fear, love went and threw me. But we all snap a back, Mac. 10 to 1, you'll give up wondering why. Why she gave you up for that new guy. But until you find the kiss that makes you kiss all your blues goodbye. Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, 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 welcome to the club.
The increasing wave of corporate scandal threatened earlier this year to engulf members of the Bush administration, including the former head of the Halliburton Corporation, Vice President Dick Cheney. Somehow, nothing stuck.
Next, intimate tales of America's first underground vice president. The action-packed diary of a man who's less than a heartbeat away from history.
Dick Cheney, confidential, confidential, confidential. The onset of spring, usually a harbinger of hope and new life, doesn't really mean all that much when you're 1,500 feet below ground. No, sure, the Air Force AV people do pipe in some bird sounds, and Lynn has had some new air fresheners sent down. But these days we're feeling more autumnal than vernal. Friday morning, 10 a.m., wrapping up a videotape presentation.
And so, although, yes, I did agree to appear in a video lauding the accounting expertise of Arthur Anderson and Associates,
No, I did not at that time or subsequently have knowledge that Anderson was authorizing questionable accounting practices that my company was insisting on to enhance our profit profile. So, Mr. Vice President, the answer would be yes or no.
Well, yes, I think the answer speaks for itself, but no, I won't amplify it further.
Okay, fine, Mr. Vice President, for now. Of course, do remain available for further depositions.
Well, within the bounds of my schedule and national security, which, of course, at this point are substantially intertwined.
Yes, sir. Can we just check the tape?
Yes. Well, that's strange.
Problem, Fulgencio?
Plenty of signal on import, nothing on the tape.
Huh.
Is anything magnetic around here?
Mr. Vice President, any strong magnetic fields in this structure?
You better believe it. As a matter of fact, if we left everything in here on overnight, I'm advised it would move the Earth's north magnetic pole just about 50 miles to the south.
All right, sir. Well, better to get that heads up late than never, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I would suggest maybe scheduling the next round of depositions at some time when you're above ground.
Maybe. Yeah, within the bounds of...
Yes, sir. National security. Mm-hmm. We can find our own way out.
I'll bet serious money against it. ...11:15 a.m. Colin Powell and Condi Rice are on the speakerphone. There was a security screw-up. Both of them were denied access privileges to the bunker. Neither of them said anything, but personally, I suspected some overzealous G7 and security of doing some unauthorized racial profiling. In any case, we had some pretty big fish to fry, and not much oil.
Mr. Vice President, mm-hmm. with all due respect, the situation between India and Pakistan is too grave for a business-as-usual approach.
Well, Colin, nobody's more appreciative of the danger implicit in the situation than I am, and by implication, the President is. I mean, for goodness sake, that's why we dispatched Don Rumsfeld over there.
Well, all due respect, Mr. Vice President, what can he do? Threaten to bomb them if they destroy each other?
Well, Condi, I welcome that kind of jocularity as a way of easing the tension in moments like these.
But I wasn't...
But the Secretary of Defense has been tasked to deliver this message to the two principals in this thing. Yes, your country may be overpopulated, but killing 9 million of your own people in a war is not a useful way to address that particular problem.
But...
And he's also authorized to offer each side up to 500 million in funds to purchase new armaments, conditioned only upon their agreement not to use the armaments they've already got. So
I think what Colin's saying, I know it's what I'm saying, is that mm-hmm. what we've been doing isn't working. We have to be open to new approaches.
Well, Condi, I couldn't agree with you, and by implication, Colin, more.
Well, then I assume that we can move forward on an aggressive diplomatic offensive.
Mr. Secretary, that whole notion hasn't even been through nuance control yet, let alone been presented to the President for a decision. But we do have a creative new way to deploy the resources that you two folks do offer us in dealing with this crisis.
Really?
Yes. This Sunday, Condi, you'll do Sam and Cokie, and Colin, you'll do Meet the Press.
Well, we've tried that.
May I take the opportunity to paraphrase what the President would say in the situation if he were apprised of it? Let's try it again.
But not even Sam and Cokie watch Sam and Cokie.
Sorry, folks. I am going to have to cut this discussion short. I've just been notified we're going to have to cut back on our CO2 emissions down here for about an hour or so. The system's overtaxed. Sure, living 1,500 feet underground does have its drawbacks. It takes, on average, 2 days for a FedEx delivery to make it down to me. But when it comes to managing affairs of state, you can't beat the convenience. In other words, you can keep your springtime. End of partial diary for Friday, May 30th. Sincerely yours, Dick Cheney. Confidential.
It was over the July 4th weekend of 2002 that O.J. Simpson was cited for running his speedboat in a no-wake zone and thereby threatening manatees in the waterways of O.J.'s new home in Florida. And it was shortly after that incident that O.J.'s attorney issued what would have been the quote of the year when he said, "Can't this guy get a break?" It was only saved from being the quote of the year when Madonna's new movie, Swept Away, opened to unanimous critical pans. Not even a critical pot, just critical pans. And Madonna's press agent said the following Monday, "Can't this girl get a break?"
Yeah, yo.
Hey, OJ.
Hey, Maddie.
You want to do this thing?
What the hell? We're here.
My movie just tanks.
They say that it stank.
What do you expect them to say?
Oh, you know what? They're jealous of you.
So what else is new?
They're ticked off that you won't go away.
So you got busted again.
Yeah, so I ain't gentle Ben. And the cops are still gunning for me.
You know what? They wish they was you.
You know what? That's true. Because I still look good on TV. You give and you take. They won't give you a break.
Come on.
The tables will turn.
We'll live and they'll learn. And one day they'll give us a break. Why can't we get a break?
Come on.
Say like it's a fact that I just can't act.
That's supposed to be some big thing.
No, but the truth is I dared.
Yeah, nobody cared when you couldn't dance and couldn't sing.
There it is.
You know, people believe.
What they're going to believe, no matter whatever I say.
That's right. You were probably tracking down the real killers on your boat.
Mm-hmm.
And the manatees just got in your way.
I heard that. When you live in the sky, people say, let them eat cake.
Come on.
But sure as the storm,
we need love to stay warm. Why can't we get a break?
A break.
Like the Liberty Bell.
Like the boy in the bubble.
Like the lens on the Hubble.
Like the children of Burma.
Like this chick named Irma. We both have one case to make.
Come on.
You've been letting us slide for so f***ing long. So what? Can we get a break? Why can't we get a break?
Just enough time to have Victoria the talking computer. Can you just...
Okay.
I love the pace you were doing. Can you just boil down the actual language of the resolutions to the nub here?
Okay.
These are UN finishing the list, partial list of UN Security Council resolutions currently being violated by countries other than Iraq.
Okay. 853 demands Armenia withdraw from Azerbaijani territory. 884 calls on Armenia to force Armenian militias to comply with previous resolutions. 896. Russia respect territorial integrity of Georgia. 904, Israel, prevent illegal acts of violence by settlers. 973, Morocco, expedite referendum on fate of Western Sahara. 995, Morocco, calls for genuine cooperation to move forward with a referendum. 1009, Croatia, respect fully rights of the local Serbs to remain, leave, or return in safety. 1017, Morocco, reiterates call for genuine cooperation and cease procrastinating. 1044, calls upon Sudan to extradite to Ethiopia for prosecution. three suspected attempted assassins of visiting Egyptian president and to cease offering sanctuary to terrorists. 1056, Morocco, release political prisoners from occupied Western Sahara. 1073, Israel, ensure safety and security of Palestinian civilians. 1079, Croatia, bribe of Serbian refugees to return to Croatia. 1092, Turkey/Cyprus, reduction of foreign troops in Cyprus as first step toward reduction in military spending. 1172, calls upon India and Pakistan to cease their development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. 1264, Indonesia, safe return for refugees and punish acts of violence during East Timor referendum campaign. 1272, Indonesia, maintain civilian and humanitarian character of refugee camps. 1319, insists Indonesia, disarm and disband militia immediately, restore law and order in West Timor, ensure safety and security in the refugee camps. Stresses that those guilty of attacks on international personnel be brought to justice. 1322, Israel, scrupulously obey 4th Geneva Convention. 1359, Morocco, release without further delay all those held since start of the conflict. 1402, Israel, calls for Israel to withdraw from Palestinian cities.
You go, girl.
What are you, her agent? Ralph the talking computer and his friend Victoria, the distaff talking computer, she was reading a partial list of UN Security Council resolutions currently being violated by countries other than Iraq. Ralph, thank you for bringing Victoria. Victoria, thank you for letting Ralph bring you. And she's quite something.
I just think she's better at reading large amounts of factual information than I am.
Hey, thanks.
I'm more into the feature pack.
Yeah.
Like a computerized Pat O'Brien.
That's a fearsome image. Ralph and Victoria, thank you very much.
Nice curves on her, don't you think?
You see curves on her?
You don't.
In November, Michael Jackson dangled a child and then had a message to
don't
the parents.
Let them stare at the sun. It'll blind their eyes. Don't ever lick their inner thighs. Don't leave them in the car. Don't leave them at the malls. Please don't disturb their sweet little dolls. Don't let the children dangle.
Well, what a year it's been, huh? Our last palindromic year in maybe a century or two. No, I know exactly how long it'll be, and so do you. So no need to further elaborate. Anyway, that's 2002, in the bag, in the books, in the can, out with it. Next week, a new year and an entirely new edition of Le Show. On these same stations, by the way, on NPR worldwide throughout Europe, on the USEN 440 cable system in Japan, around the world through the facilities of the American Forces Network, up and down the east coast of North America via the powerful shortwave tower of WBCQ, the planet, 7.415 megahertz, across North America via Sirius satellite radio, and on your computer around the world whenever you want it at two locations, www.harryshearer.com and www.kcrw.com. And it would be just like all of us getting a break, tax or otherwise, if you'd agree to join with me then. Would you? All righty. Thank you very much. The email address for this broadcast is lemail, L-E-M-A-I-L, at interworld.net. That is, by the way, also the address to write if you want to be on our mailing list for a kind of weekly advisory on what's going on here. You know, usual email crap. I was going to call it Le Spam, but I figured all the filtering devices would prevent you from getting it, so it's temporarily being called LibBlast. Anyway, that's the address to write if you want to get on that list. Lemail, L-E-M-A-I-L, at interworld.net. Le Show Internet Services by Steve Mack. So until next week, when it's either me or my Raelian clone greeting you, this is Harry Shearer reminding you, Le Show comes to you through the facilities of SAS, a satellite service of KCRW Santa Monica, a community recognized around the world as the home of the homeless.